Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. Today is Thanksgiving Thursday. Thanksgiving Thursdays, we are here giving thanks, and we are so all about giving. Giving our two cents about certain things, speaking truthfully from our hearts, exercising the First Amendment right that we all have here in the United States of America. Regardless of all the fear ensued upon those that are exercising the first right, I overheard Megyn Kelly really, really ticked off at, she was, I believe, threatening Apple, like, don't you dare. I believe it was Apple, don't quote me on that, but she was so ticked off, and basically she was so happy that her current place went ahead and upped her, I guess, her contract for 5 years. And anyway, just free speech. She speaks her mind, and I like that. And Joe Rogan, he is speaking his mind, and these are all good things. And I am thankful for the First Amendment rights that we get to use. Our former President Trump, he uses the First Amendment rights quite often. And most recently, he was sued for $83.5 million in damages for, oh my gosh, defaming and defamation of character. And it's shocking how money relates to our freedoms. And it's so unusual how we say it's free speech, but in essence, we're really not free because there's copyright. You know, basically you're going to get busted if you talk or like absolutely to the T, maybe read something that hasn't been blessed or agreed upon that you read someone else's stuff, or if that's been copyrighted. It's just shocking. And you got to figure Elon Musk spent all that money, but once again, it's supposed to be for free speech, and that wasn't free. He spent a lot of money for, he stands upon the premise of free speech on X, formerly known as Twitter. But I just keep thinking about the news commentary that I was watching, and it was about the new chip that will go into brains Elon was backing. I don't know if it's his genius technology that he has brought upon, that he's brought into our world, but it's spooky to think. And a lot of the news commentators were saying that they think it's brilliant and lovely, and I don't. I'm scared. That thing, that's just crazy to put a computer chip that downloads your brain, and you could basically turn things on. And I don't know the whole everything about it, but I certainly don't want a chip put inside my brain. And immediately, of course, I'm super quick to think about stuff, and I immediately thought, yikes, this doesn't, you know, why are we trying to play God? I don't know. I just, this seems so not okay. I just don't think we should start playing God. In my opinion, we can't play God. We can't play God. It's never going to work. It's not ever, 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 ever going to work trying to play God. No matter what. No matter what. It's not going to work. And it's just funny how we're just still scrambling to, we're still trying to eat from the tree of knowledge. We sure are. We want to know everything, don't we? We want to do everything. We want to know everything. We think we're so smart, and we're just going to be smarter than the next person and richer than the next person. But I hate to say this, guys, but I hate to say this. No, I don't hate to say it. I'm just going to say it because it is what it is. We all die. We're all going to die. Brom, brom, brom. Happy Thanksgiving Thursday. Yeah, it's just something I was thinking about. And how about being thankful for our lives and being grateful that we are here? And how about digging in? I was thinking last night, and I'm like, enough. I know this is a talk show as well, but talk. Everybody's talking. They're all talking. They're all just talking and about the problems, but nobody's coming up with the solutions. And I would love to see some real talk on problem solving, the actual solutions to the problems that have been hashed out, talked about, trampled on. I mean, we complain, and whine and moan about everybody and how they do things and criticize about it. But what is the solution to those problems? How about bringing forward solutions, some real positive, thoughtful solutions to the problems that we complain about in our United States of America? Where are the big thinkers? Let's get that going. And I know maybe we would allude to, once again, what I just mentioned, putting a chip in our brain to solve problems. I don't think that's like way to the other end of a problem solution. So, you know, solving that solution. Solving that problem with that kind of solution. I don't think so. I guess we'd have to find out more about it, but I certainly don't think it's appropriate to be going in there and putting it just kind of messes with me. Literally, it messes with my mind. The mind is a beautiful thing and we don't want to waste it. Well, I am thankful that we have big, awesome brains and our frontal cortex is developing and it continues to develop till we end up passing. And it's fantastic to know that the majority of it is pretty much, it's kind of made its growth and heals up about 26. So, but cognitively, we keep on pushing and we keep learning. Once we just keep feeding our intellect, let's do it. Let's keep learning more stuff. Let's come together collectively in a positive way to come up with our nation's problems. And let's not be selfish. Let's pass those solutions to other countries of the world. So that way, our world that we dwell in this time, in this generation of time, can thrive and unite. It would be wonderful if we all symbiotically could exist without all of this awful threats on killing Americans, death to Americans, and death to Christians. And I just saw, again, I like to watch a lot of stuff just to stay fluent, and I just noticed that a pro-life group was singing in a abortion facility, and were in the hallway. There was quite a few of them, and they were singing amazing songs to God, to Abba, to Father, to our Father. And they have been convicted. They are threatened with 10 years in prison. And this is a tragedy. This is a travesty. This is something that we need to solve. This is a problem and it needs to be solved. And if anybody could stand in the gap and help these folks, I'm asking for devout prayer. Come on, prayer warriors, let's pray for these folks and that the shackles are released immediately, like, you know, I believe it was Silas and Paul. Was it Silas and Paul? They were in the prison and they prayed and they were released. And we need to make sure these folks are released from their shackles, because to be real, that is awful to be imprisoned for singing in the, whether they had signs, whether they were crowding the hallways because of a fire marshal, none of that would ever prove to have you put in jail. And so I'm just hoping that God Almighty, I'm going to pray right now, please, Father God, in your most almighty, strong strength, just release these folks immediately from any legalities that they may ensue in the future, Lord, that they just simply, everything just walks away. It just gets squashed. In your precious name, Jesus, keep them safe. Keep them away from harm. Keep them from litigation. Lord, keep them singing your name and your praises. Lord, I pray in the event they do go to jail, Lord God, I know you aren't going to let that happen. But if they do, Lord, I pray they continue to sing, and they sing so proudly and so lovely that these songbirds are immediately released, because all they do is sing, and they sing to your glory. They sing for your glory. They sing to worship you and only you, God. In your precious name, Jesus, keep all of those beautiful people that are jammed up with that litigation, Lord. In your precious name, keep them safe. Keep them protected. Keep their families protected. Lord, I pray for the babies that were saved that day in that abortion clinic, that the women that happened to hear the songs of those lovely people that they chose to leave, get up and leave, and they didn't have to make that decision for their lives, Lord, and that they continue to walk out of those abortion clinics and now have babies that are thriving and surviving. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you so much from the point of conception, from the womb to the tomb, God. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you, and we glorify you every day. We just want to glorify you daily, God. We love you, God. And thank you, God, in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, folks, for allowing me to pray here on That's What I'm Talking About. Once again, we are exercising our First Amendment rights here on That's What I'm Talking About. We are speaking openly from our hearts and acting in love, because that's what I am talking about. Thanksgiving Thursdays are here every Thursday for this whole year, 52 Thursdays, 52 weeks in a year, 52 Thursdays. We will be celebrating Thanksgiving on Thursday here. We won't be eating, but we will be eating the Word, the living Word in the Bible. Hopefully we're opening them up and we're carving out some quiet time to get into the Word, so we know the Word, so we can be living words here, your vessels, God, that we can continue to share and shine your light to those that we encounter daily. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for giving us Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Thanksgiving Thursday. Yeah.